Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Dr. Heather Libby with the Knoxville Public Library about the events in their Lifelong Learning series. During the month of September, the Knoxville Public Library, for their Lifelong Learning series, there's several events coming up throughout the month. Tell us a little bit about those.
Sure, we've got a great lineup. We're starting right off the bat, Thursday, September 6th. 6 p.m. we'll have Humanities Iowa speaker Lisa Ossian talking about the home fronts of Iowa, 1940 to 1945. The following Thursday, September 13th at 6 p.m., we'll have World War II author Michael Eckers speaking with us. Then on Wednesday, September 19th in the afternoon, we have a 1:30 program, and author Mark Wilson will talk about The Way of Niall C. Kinnick Jr., his first book. And finally, on Wednesday, September 26th at 5 p.m., in honor of Banned Books Week, we have Larry Baker, the author of Flamingo Rising.
All right, that's a great lineup. Tell us a little bit about Lisa Ossian coming in, the home fronts of Iowa, and I'm assuming she's talking about, you know, what Iowa was doing during World War II, correct?
Sure. Dr. Lisa Ossian will be coming. She is a professor at Des Moines Area Community College. Humanities Iowa is helping bring her to us here in Knoxville. And she's going to be talking about what it was like to be here at home during World War II. She tells us that there were four historical fronts: the farm front, the production front, the community front, and the kitchen front. And she's going to be talking about specific examples from the Iowa communities about how they all contributed to the war effort here at home.
I know World War II author Michael Eckers, a lot of research went into his book, and I think he's going to be talking about that as well. Tell us a little bit about what he's going to be bringing to the Knoxville Library.
Sure. So Mr. Eckers has written pretty extensively on military history. His latest novel from last summer was entitled Five for Freedom, and that was the story of a young war correspondent who searched for his four high school basketball teammates. They all served in different military branches during World War II. So that novel certainly required a lot of research, and he's going to be talking to us more generally about war correspondence during World War II. So we kind of have a little bit of thinking back, remembering the past theme going on here with these two World War II talks.
Then coming on September 19th, The Way of Niall C. Kinnick Jr. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know that's probably very prevalent on the minds of several Iowans here.
All right, so for football fans, we have Mark Wilson coming. He is excited to talk about his first book. It is The Way of Niall C. Kinnick Jr., Insights, Images, and Stories of Iowa's 1939 Heisman Trophy Winner.
All right. I know that's with football season here, that's going to be very popular, I think.
Yeah.
And then Banned Book Weeks is coming up. Larry Baker, the author of Flamingo Rising, is coming in. And that just sounds very interesting, considering during Banned Books Week as well.
Yeah, so we're excited to have Larry Baker return for us. He is the author of several pieces of fiction, and one of his earlier books, The Flamingo Rising, is about a family who owned a drive-in movie theater. It's a charming little story, but it has actually been a challenged book. A high school in Illinois challenged it, and so he is going to come and talk to us about why his book in particular was challenged, and why there was a move to get it off of the shelves, tell us what happened, and then speak more broadly about what it is to try to ban books, challenge books, and we'll think more broadly about the books that we care about and want to defend. And we do have that here if you would like to check it out in advance.
All right. Just talk about broadly bringing in these programs and what you think they help bring towards the Knoxville Library in terms of just helping everybody with some extra education.
Sure. Well, we think that learning should be ongoing. And it should be fun and interesting. And so we're doing our level best to try to get programs in that appeal to a wide range of interests and ages, and to offer the inquiring minds of Knoxville what they want to know.
And who's all invited, and how should they find out more information if they wanted to?
Sure. Everybody is welcome to these programs. More than likely, these talks are probably going to appeal to a slightly older audience, maybe teens and above. You can find more information by visiting the library. Give us a ring, 641-828-0585, or visit our website, which is knoxville.lib.ia.us.
Thanks to Dr. Heather Libby for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.